Power's thought, and ours until we remove power's stops, is totalitarian, a logjam in our thinking process. The challenge before us is to break it up by growing authentic thought. Popper's assignment to Plato of responsibility for the substitution in the realm of politics, i.e. the project of coercing human energy, of a collectivist as opposed to an individualistic concept of everything altruistic, essentially everything to do with how we conceive of the notion of power in terms of human energy application under the regime of class, whether it's the pursuit of justice, the pursuit of the good life, the definition of knowledge, and of course, the pursuit of happiness, is absolutely warranted. Popper's assignment to Plato of responsibility for substituting in a collectivist for an individualistic definition of altruism. And it would have revealed to us, if we the people had been allowed to discuss it, the true nature of the monster threat totalitarianism, i.e. that it's the spawn of the ideology of rule itself, is itself the minimization of we and the bloating of the elite. It's the imposition of rank. If we had been discussing it, it would have enabled us to correctly direct our self and life-affirming energies, our activist efforts to ending the class system itself, instead of to its means and effects, corporate interests. We would, here in the U.S., likely have honed in sooner on that escape clause given in the Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness, as even a cursory exercise of thought would have established clearly that the pursuit of happiness, which of course those first statesmen, both U.S. and ancient, always intended only for themselves, that we the beasts, we the brute force, might someday see ourselves in those words, might one day, this day, conceive of leisure as our entitlement, as life, that the statesman could not conceive. The notion that we would someday, this day, come to see that leisure is not just a possibility for the broad generality, but the only way to save our common humanity. Happiness requires leisure. Your body tells you that. Trust it. Leisure requires autonomy, requires escape from the echo chamber, requires escape from the bucket. Crabs in that bucket. It requires escape from necessity. It requires existence of the self. Self for self and not for others, as there is no collective pursuit of happiness, because implied in such a notion, the collective defining of happiness is the disappearance of the self or its shrinkage to an irrelevance, an insignificance, too weak to challenge rule.